Okay, so we left off yesterday with analyzing, spending a lot of time on within the framework of the Rambam Shita, that ultimately the reason why Chometz to pay the price of Mashu falls back on Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Now, whether Davar Sheyesh Matirin carries the day in its entirety, and that's what's responsible for both the Yisr Mashu Amino and Shalom Amino, that's very, very shaky. That could have been true if you adopt the Ramban's version of the Rif, that Davar Sheyesh Matirin applies across the board. If you take the Rambam's own sheet of Davar Sheyesh Matirin, or according to the Ran's version of the Rif's version of Davar Sheyesh Matirin, the Davar Sheyesh Matirin proper only applies in Kol Torah Kula by Ben Domino, for whatever Lamedesh Razzle, that was the reason that we elaborated on yesterday. So then you have to fall back on Chum Dechometz anyway, at least vis a vis Ben Domino. Again, we have two different possibilities within the Davar Sheyesh Matirin camp. But we now have a challenge that we left off with yesterday. We have a group of Rishonim here who are telling us that it's Davar Sheyesh Matirin. The Rambam is saying it and the Ramban is buying into it, but we have a lot of people who are not saying it. We have a long Tosfos. Remember, we are learning Seches Chulin of Tzadi Zayin and Aleph, and that's why we're talking about this, because everyone read the Tosfos, hopefully they've read the entire Tosfos. Tosfos, it wasn't even Eilal Adas, the concept of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Now you can tell me that Tosfos forgot the Gemara's debates about Davar Sheyesh Matirin. They forgot the Dharm Nafas debates of Gemara's debates. The Baal HaTosfos and the Tam and the Ri and the Tamidim were fully aware that there exists the concept of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. And in Peitzik of Tzavtzif, not a mention, not a word, not a mashu, no zecha whatsoever of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. What happened to Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Are there reasons to believe that Chometz is not as Davar Sheyesh Matirin as the Rambam and the Ramban are trying to convince us to? And once we understand that, we have to, in a sense, jump ahead to next year, get a little bit of a sense just what we think about Chometz. There's a little bit more of a Pesachim angle of the sugya, but eventually it's going to come back to Chul Yerodeya. Should Chometz qualify as Davar Sheyesh Matirin or not? So the real question is really very simple. Everybody knows Chometz is also on Pesach, but what about after Pesach? So if I have Chometz, I mean, obviously Chometz can be eaten after Pesach. But I want to know this Chometz. I have a piece of Chometz. I have a pizza that's sitting in the freezer. I want to know, Rabbi, Pesach is over, now what? Is this Chometz mutar b'achila now? So if the answer to that question is yes, then the Rambam is right, Davar Sheyesh Matirin. If the answer to that question is no, then presumably it's Davar Sheyesh Matirin. So what is the correct answer to that question? So the correct answer to that question is, it's a machlokis slash it depends. They're both correct answers. So first of all, it's a big machlokis. It's a major machlokis at the Noim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Hopefully this is your next year, we'll have a lot of fun with this. Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon were fighting out every possible nuance of Pesach. Just that there wasn't one thing they agreed upon. A bit. They both agreed to the triangle, both agreed to the whole place, and they all agreed to the details of the cave, if you want. But the details of Chometz, so many machlokis of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon in the following section. The one that's most important for us is, and there are many of them, but the most that's important for us right now is, what's the status of Chometz of Lava Pesach? Chometz that was existence, I'll be very careful what I say, Chometz that existed in the world. I didn't say Jew, I didn't say Goy, I didn't say Bar Yom HaMotzeh. Chometz that existed in the world during the holiday of Passover. I want to know the answer to that question. Is that Chometz also is that Chometz Mutar? So Rabbi Shimon said, well, of course that Chometz is mutter. Why? What did the Torah say? Shivas yomim, you're not allowed to eat Chometz. The Torah says it pretty clearly that kikolo Chometz benichos em yom ha'irish on yom ha'shvi, the Torah says black and white, you can't eat Chometz during the week of Pesach. So just because this Chometz existed in the world during Pesach, my family, says Rabbi Shimon, because it's mutter. And Rabbi Shimon said, Chometz of Pesach is osur mid araisa. Any chometz whatsoever that existed in this universe during the course of the Yom Tov Pesach is also the achil of anol oilam olam amaya. How in the world did Rabbi Yehuda know that? As a pasuk. What pasuk? Let me catch this one. Ever know the pasuk? Kol machmetos lo zochil. Does that ring a bell from yesterday? Now again, maybe other Torah have other things to say about that pasuk, but in Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda learned Rashi's bow and he got the taish. And he is saying, Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk Chumash, Kol Machmetz Lo Zochelu is a riboy above and beyond the Isser of Chametz on Pesach, there's an Isser government of Derek Mal Chametz over Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, does it make an iota of difference who owned the Chametz on Pesach? Not the slightest bit of difference. There's no, what does that do with Bayra? You're learning the wrong sugya. There's Bayra Vaymotze, and then there's Yisuri Achila. So Tovman do each other. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Chomesh Ogoi would be also Le'olme Olame Olame. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says Lohayot Var Mehoyim. But the Gemara concludes in Masechus Pesach and Abchotem that even though on a level of the Araisa, Rabbi Shimon isn't even Geiris, the concept of Chomesh Olam Pesach, mid the Rabbanon, Rabbi Shimon all of a sudden accepts Chomesh Olam Pesach. Why? Not for Rabbi Yehuda's reason, nothing to do with Kamach Mech, but that has nothing to do with the discussion, says Rabbi Shimon. Mamish from left field, why does Rabbi Shimon answer Chomesh Olam Pesach? As a Knas Chacham, as a penalty of the fine, because if it's Chomesh Olam Pesach, that means by definition, you violated by Rabbi Matze. And to prevent people from violating by Rabbi Matze, Chazal mid the Rabbanon asked Chomesh Olam Pesach. Now, of course, in the worldview of Rabbi Shimon, that Chomesh Olam Pesach is not also because of a pasuk, but it's also that the Rabbanon is a knas. This is not just a theoretical academic machlokes; it's a very real practical difference. What's the practical difference? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's only also if and when you violate by Rabbi Matze. According to Rabbi Shimon, only a Jew violates by Rabbi Matze, a goy doesn't, and therefore Chomesh Olam Pesach is mutter. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chomesh is owned by a goy; it's also the old way of It should be obvious to you that according to Yehuda, there is a famous institution that rabbis spend a lot of time doing that would be completely worthless according to Yehuda. It would be a total waste of time. Called Mechiras Chametz. What are you accomplishing by selling the Chametz and joy? The minute you buy it back, you have to throw it in the garbage anyway. Because there's Chametz over Pesach with the rice. It does make the slightest bit of difference whether I own it or Mr. Brown owns it. But only according to the worldview of Rabbi Shimon, Mechiras Chametz at least gets off the rails. It doesn't mean that Rabbi Shimon was authorized Mechiras Chametz. It doesn't mean Rabbi Shimon was sitting a week before Pesach and having people sell his Chametz. But Rabbi Shimon set the stage for the possibility of this fascinating practice called Mechiras Chametz. Because if somehow we can finagle and maneuver our way out of our Rabbi Matze, then the Chametz will actually be mutter after Pesach. Even though most of the time, the general rule of Pesach Halacha and Gemara in the fourth breath of Avram tells us is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. And every once in a while, there's an exception to this rule. And this is one of the exceptions. The Gemara tells us that in this particular shahadu, we actually pass the Rabbi Shimon. The Chomesh Olam Pesach is not a mutter minatara, also that they're rabbanon, and therefore it only applies to a Jew's Chomesh. That's the final Pesach Halacha.
According to Rishimon, why is the
Knas
only have your own chametz? Why can I eat the
chametz
of another person?
I mean, why can I can't? You should say, I'll be suggesting that according to Rishimon, the Knas makes sense for the Russian, the guy who didn't get rid of his chametz. We tell him, you're not allowed to eat your chametz. But if somebody else violated it, why should that affect me? That's your cash. Obviously, we're having to the Sefer of Mishpah. We're one of the Rishonim. We have a Sefer Tzvara who actually has that Tzvara. And nobody before or after has ever said that until Abi Rufa. Okay, so nobody—it's not mentioned Shulchan Aruch. Nobody had Shulchan Aruch. They have even have a Sefer Tichron. So it's Lahayud Rami. It's not Lahayud Rami. It's not a nice in any shape or form. We pass in the class was a low book across the board. They constant everybody any Jews come. That's the Pesach Halacha. Just as an aside, sometimes I wish we would follow Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I'll tell you why. It would make life much easier for me. First of all, I wouldn't have to waste my time the whole before I can actually help my wife get ready for Pesach. I'm wasting my time selling chametz for everybody. I mean, some rabbis make the whole parnas, so I don't make that much money, so it's not so bad. But why would it make life easy for me? Because everybody knows that the hardest job of one of the hardest jobs of a rabbi is to try to figure out which stores after Pesach you're allowed to buy from. Why? In the free Dikadayers, the old days, when I was a kid, there were two stores in town. One was owned by Antonio, good last name, good non-Jewish name. So that was Antonio's store. So what was the Shia? Non-Jewish. And the other was owned by Jack Cohn. And Jack Cohn wasn't from, so he's not selling his chametz. So we all know you're not allowed to buy Jack Cohn's chametz. Antonio, okay, you need a name.
Brown.
Antonio Brown. Come on. Anyway, whatever it is, okay? So in the old days, it was this. Now life is so complicated because you have absolutely no way of knowing who owns what, where, when, what, who. Life is so confusing. food is coming through 15,000 different food chains, and there are distributors, and there are grocers, and something's sitting here, and it's sitting in Yemen, the warehouse, and who owns what? Is it public? Is it private? Is it chain? It's a total chaos, and therefore they're about to have to scratch their head and try to figure out who is what. Everybody knows, okay, you do it before some, that for many, many years in America, it was always assumed that as long as you're buying from a grocery store, well, that's not a problem. As long as you're buying from Antonio, it couldn't possibly be a problem. Until somebody discovered that there's a thing called a distributor, all right? That food doesn't actually come from the farm directly to his little bodega. There's somewhere along the way, the food stops at different distributor's point. So everyone assumed for 100 years, most distributors are goyim, right? How could it? How you talking? Most people in the world are goyim. Most people in America are goyim. So how you talking that a distributor would be Jewish until somebody actually realized that the number one distributor of the entire Northeast of grocery is a company by the name of what? Anyone else?
CNS.
Anyone know what CNS stands for?
Coleman Strauss.
Okay. All right. I think C sold to S in the last 50 years, but Lamai said it's 100% private. It's not on the market. It's not no public stuff. It's 1,000% owned by a Jew, okay? Which has thrown havoc into the entire Chum Shavuot Pesach saga. But again, not for now. Okay. Anyway, get back to that story. But Lamai said Pastor Reb Shimon, whether Reb Sawalski wants or not, Lamai said I have to defer to the Amorim. Rabbah Kibaskim, like Reb Shimon, Ben Lekul, Ben Lechumen, that's the way it is. So now, in light of the fact that we accept Rabbi Shimon's view, let's ask ourselves, well, what is chametz? What is chametz? Is chametz a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Is chametz a davar shein lo matirin? This is very, very, very tricky. Let's be very, very careful how we answer this question. So I want to know, chametz, yesh lo matirin, or ein lo matirin? Very, very tricky question. Let's go backwards. Let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Bring him back for a second. Back to the equation. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you think Chomesh Lava Pesach is? If Chomesh Lava Pesach is what? Is Asar. What do you think Chomesh is? Dabashay Shem Matirin and Matirin? Tehil Matirin. Which is very strange, because what's going to happen because of that? Because Rabbi Yehuda is so machmir, he's so firm, he's so religious, after Pesach, to Asa, Ala Chomesh Midaraisa, therefore, every chumah leads to a kula. It turns out that he would have no problems saying that chumah should be batel on Pesach, should be batel b'shishim, right? I mean, again, unless you buy into chumah, the chumah, what kind of other reasons. But if your whole mindset of asking chumah from Asher is based on the extension of the rule of Dabashay Shmatirin, according to Abud, it's clearly not Dabashay Shmatirin. There's no shape or form you can ever be mafah chumah the Pesach. But we don't, I mean, we love Rabbi Yehuda, but right now we're not focusing on Rabbi, right now we're focusing on Rabbi Shimon. So according to Bishimon, what do you think the din should be? Should chametz be yesh la matirin or ein la matirin? What do you think the din should be? Very, very tricky. Why is this tricky? Because theoretically, according to Bishimon, chametz is what? Is yesh la matirin. So mid araitsa, chametz should really be called yesh la matirin, which would result in the chumra of asa b'mashu. On the other hand, mid the rabbanon, they said that chametz is tach adavar. In a sense, shame of material, because once they instituted the Issus de Rabbanan called Chomesh Lava Pesach, so then everything changes, and Chomesh is no longer Yesh Lo Matirin. So we're not sure what angle of the Shaila we're looking at. To make matters even more confusing, the Gemara happens to tell us that although Chomesh Lava Pesach is Asur, that's true, but Chomesh Lava Pesach was only Asur with Rabbanan to Knas. The Eine Osir Rabbanon, Ayde Taruves Shor Rabbanon. That if you have, let's say, some Chomesh Lava Pesach, a little bit of Chomesh Lava Pesach got mixed up into a mixture, so we're not so worried about that. Chazal didn't make the Knas against Taruves as a Chomesh. They made the Knas against the real life. If you have a real loaf of bread, a real Makoi, that's Chomesh Lava Pesach. If you have some Chomesh Lava Pesach that's mixed in afterwards, Ayde Taruves, no Chmir Rabbanon. So we have a lot of factors flying around, churning around this children right now. And we're trying to figure out, is chametz qualifies yesh to matir or ein matir? So let's see if we can map it out. So according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, what's the answer? Is chametz yesh to or is chametz ein lo? What do you think? Chametz is ein lo matirin, which is a good thing, right? Ein lo matirin is a hat. We like ein lo matirins. Because ein lo matirin means that it's going to be what? Right? So we like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, everything is great. Well, we like Rabbi Yehuda tomorrow, but we have to ask the contribution. So what's the story? Chavetz yesh matir ein matir. So comes the Ramban, the long one. Everyone saw the Machamas. So the ripe old age of 18, the Ramban, when he wrote the Machamas, is trying to analyze for us properly how should we, who accept Rabbi Shimon, how should we view chametz vis-a-vis davar shenei shemitir, davar shenei shemitir. So the Ramban begins to analyze for us. Comes the Ramban and says that b'chora chametz should be labeled as a davar shenei shemitir. And I'll tell you why, says the Ramban. I'm fully aware of the fact that l'maisa chametz lo pesach is aser. When push comes to shove, Rabbi Shimon aser chametz lo pesach. But I still believe, Zach the Ramban, it's called davar shenei shemitir. Why is that? Because since there is a way to eat chametz after Pesach, how is that? Right. Even though Chazal asked chametz from a Pesach, but there still is a way to eat it. How is that? Ayde Taroves. So since chametz is a yesh lamatirin, it's potentially mutter after Pesach, Ayde Taroves. So that's enough to label it as a davar shawa. So why should you eat it now for Pesach? If it's Ayidei Tarovas, don't eat it now. Wait till after Pesach. And Pesach is going to be after Pesach. It's going to be Dov Sheyesh Lomatirin. So Ramban's first line of argument is to say that Chametz for Pesach is Yesh Lomatirin. And Ramban says, you know why it's Yesh Lomatirin? Because it's Yesh Lomatirin Ayidei Tarovas. That's Ramban's first line of argument. But now the Ramban backpedals a bit. And the Ramban says, I think someone's going to argue. The Ramban is right. There are those who are going to argue. I think someone's going to argue. You know what? Maybe when you're kaveya, whether something is called yesh lamatirin, ein lamatirin, how do you have to be kaveya? What do you have to focus on? What do you have to focus on? Itself. Don't focus on theoretically could it be in a mixture. That's not the point. You have to look at that answer, stare the answer in the face and say, Chazer, I'm looking at a pig. Oink, oink. Is this piece of chazer, piece of bacon, piece of ham? Yesh lamatirin, ein lamatirin. What's the answer? I'm looking at a challah roll made up of chamash, right? Made up of new grain, and I'm looking at the challah roll, staring at it and saying, Torah state, Malacha b'kol v'chayim alaseich, it's awesome in a Torah, eat it. For tachlis. You have to say, the pace, what's the thing going to be? So when you're looking at the parsha, unless it's chamash, okay, we'll make it into kosher pace of chamash, okay? So when you're staring at the particular chetza, and you're trying to be down, you're trying to figure out which category should I correctly place it into? Should I label it as davar shenei shemitirin, thereby creating an inability a bit though? Okay, I stick it into the more comfortable category of ein lamatirin and allow bit though. Says the Ramban, I could hear a baldin being chaylik, I could hear somebody arguing that you have to be down on the ikar ha'isar. And that will become problematic, or perhaps helpful. Why? Because if you're being done on the Iker Isser, says the Ramban, well, would the Iker Isser ever be mutter? What's the din? Will the Iker Isser ever become mutter for chametz? The Iker Isser will never be mutter. Ayidei Tarayv is still be mutter, but push comes to shove, Ayidei, the Iker Isser at the end, it will never be mutter. Since it will never be mutter, because even Rabbi Shimon subscribes to chametz l'pesach in a limited sense that the Ramban can ask. Since chametz, the end, will never ever be mutter, maybe that's enough to place it into which category? Where am I about to put it? I'm about to put it where? I'm up on ready to place it into the Eilamatirin category, which is where we want it. Why do we want an Eilamatirin? Because what does Eilamatirin mean for us? It means Bubble Meshishim, right? So I'm going to take it out the market, take off the cap, about to move it into here, because maybe I have to be done, not based on the Tarevis, maybe I have to be done based on the Ikur. So I'm all ready to go that route. I'm all ready to say, Eilamatirin, it's Bothel, I'm all ready to go. Says the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? Don't go down that route. Why not? What's wrong going down that route? What's the Ramban's problem? Is that what's the Ramban? No, what's up the Ramban? Wasn't that Ramban Kremis? Comes to Ramban and says, what you just did, you just stole the Dinder Rabbanan, and you cheated, and you turned the Dinder Rabbanan on its head, and you're making life better and easier for us, and that's a no-no. Why? What was the goal of the Din Derabanan? What was the point of creating Chamesh Shalom Pesach? To make life easier for us or harder for us? It's a knas, right? The goal was to make it more problematic as a knas, because the guy, Mr. Jack Cohen, is not acting appropriately. We're trying to ask for all his chametz for him. Comes the Ramban and says, what you just did is the exact opposite. You mamish, you cheated the halacha. How did you cheat the halacha? Before Chazal made the knas of chametz lover Pesach, what was chametz for Pesach? What was that worldview of chametz for Pesach? It was what? It was a davar sheyesh davar tira mamish, right? And therefore it wouldn't have been bottle. Now Chazal made the knas of chametz lover Pesach, which now transforms into eimah matirin, and you're going to use that transformation, that gezeira, that knas, to turn around and say, aha, I just outsmarted the rabbis. Thank you very much. The Halakha Tanaim for making that gezeira. That gezeira transforms chametz to be eimah matirin, which in turn is going to be helpful to me, because it's going to enable bittul. The Ramban says, that's cheating, you can't do that. You can't take a din derabanan that was made b'teres chumra and turn that on its head and create a kula out of it. And therefore, we're stuck, says the Ramban. He says, you decide which way you want to look at through the eyes of the Yeshiva material. You want to be kiveya, the Yeshiva material, based on Hilchas Tarovish Shabbai, or based on Hilchas Ikar Shabbai. Either way, if you go down the root of Tarovish, then it's a no-brainer, it's Yeshiva material. Even if you go down the root of Ikar, says the Ramban, it's still going to be a davar sheyesh b'matirin, but even though it's true that the ikar happens to be eimah matirin, that is true, but what? But irrelevant, because of this quirk in gezeiros that a gezeiros the chumra can't be turned around. You can't take a knas and turn it around and make a kula out of it. That's what the Ramban figured out. That's the Ramban's assessment of the situation, and therefore the Ramban gives a big yeshkoach to whom? Who's the Ramban give big pat in the back to? To the Rambam. Because the Rambam was the one who said, the first one to put into print, Rashi didn't say this, Tosafos didn't say it, nobody else said this, so they didn't probably say the Shulchan was not the group. So the Rambam was the first one to put into print, that Chometz, and also B'mashu, he was the one to say Pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim of Lamed, Amar Rav, Hilchos Chometz, also B'mashu, also Dabba Sheish from Matirin. Again, either the wrist version, the Ramban's version, the Ramban's version. We're not sure about the details of how it plays out for Enomino, but at least for me know that there's some engine of this that's driving this Isra Mashu is the regular age-old din, the din quality called Dosh Eshu Matirin. So what the Ramban did is, he just made it crystal clear for us, I don't know how you told him, checkmate. You want to go Basar, Hilchas Tarov Shabo, that's great. You want to go down Hilchas Ika Shabo, that's also great. Yesh Lo Heter to the Iker itself, even though not really, means midaraisa, even though midirabon or not, but lemaisa, you have to follow the rules deraisa in determining whether it's davar sheyesh matirin. That's the Ramban's entire breakthrough. Therefore, the Rambam gets a gevaldig yeshkoach. The Rambam was right on target, calling it a davar sheyesh matirin.
The reason we made this wasn't to make us make now and allow us to do batel. To
right, that's oh, true. That's true. I just over-dramatize a little bit. What the Ramban is saying is that you say to the knas, you give a knas that ends up helping you. It's not right. Knas can't. A knas, right. If a knas ends up making you money, it can't be. Ma'aseh Shrekachai. Everyone knows what was the most famous knas ever instituted in Reb Zelovsky's life.
J-War.
That's right. Good. I walked across a red light on the corner of King George and Yafo back in my days in Kerem Yalom. 19 years old. I crossed my red light, not knowing what was wrong with what I did, and a cop calls me over and says, he gives me a knas. It was a $4 thing, a $4 knas or something. Knas chinuchi. Okay? So I'll tell you the following story, all right? At the time, those were the years when the shekel was off the charts. It was crazy. Remember those days of inflation? So people were always trading dollars for shkolim and math and forth. It was complicated. So I remember I had to go online. I could not. I'm not online on the computer. Online didn't exist. That on stand on a line. Cute. Made my car in the post office. I think it was to pay the knas. It was the post office, the bank. I forgot already which one it was. Okay. So I had to go pay the knas. So when I was online, there was somebody who wanted to change dollars for me. So I think I made more money in my swapping of the dollars for the shkolim than the knas itself was, in gross violation of the Ramban's klal, that a knas can never work. Okay. Fine. But as I said before, that That policeman, Mishtichel Navi, he said, Knas Chinuchi, Lota says that Afpam. I have never, ever crossed against the red light on the corner of Yafo and King George. Take another time. But I just shake, there's something about that corner that just gets me. Okay, the place back to that story. Kumta Ran in Maseches Pesachim, and don't forget, he's the Ran, and I mean that. I'll put that in the back burner. The Ran talking now. The Ran has what to say about Dovshim Matirin. This was one of his favorite sugyas. The Ran says he thinks the Ramban is incorrect in Chilav Yatzayif. So the entire Shtikul Torah of the Ramban, the entire defense of the Rambam, that where the Ramban says the Morosha, the Yamag the Beis and Taroides you're in trouble, the Yamag the Beis and Iki Yavai you're in trouble. Zok the Ran not true. Zok the Ran Mehechit Teisa. In a million years, that you should be when discussing whether something is Dovah Sheish Matirin and Matirin, you should take Yichus Taroides into the equation. Said, of course you have to paskel on the item itself, on the cheft itself. Remember the marshal. Chazir is chazir, and a chodesh chalor is a chodesh chalor. You have to be paskel down on the cheft, the down on the yisr. Is this an yisr of a davar sheish matir, is a davar sheish matir. That's all that matters. The ikur is all that matters. So the whole shulchan of the Ramban, oh, it's yesh to matir l'day taroides. The Ran says, forget about it. That's not relevant. The only thing that matters is the ikur. Okay, but the Ramban had covered all bases. The Ramban already knew what the Ran was going to argue with him. He had already covered bases for the Ikar also. Because the Ramban came up with this Gevaldik Chiddush that you can't turn a Dinder Abundant on its head to create a Kula, right? Can't do that. Impossible, right? Impossible to do such a thing, right? Mm-hmm. Says the Ran, but we had an answer. Hold the phone. Okay, stop, says the Ran. Where does Dabashir Shematirim come from? Who made up Dabashir Shematirim? We have no idea who made up Dabashir Shematirim, but we know that it was instituted sometime between when and when? To Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishnayos. Okay, Mishnayos, the Mishnah of Shimon to the Tanur. That's quite a large window of time. The common denominator of those 1,500 years or 1,700 years is what? Is that anything and everything that was instituted in that period in Jewish history is all what? Is all Derabbanan. Okay, the only thing that's deraisa were those dinim that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Torah Shel Michsav and the Torah Shel Baal Peh, and those things dinim based on the drasha. The Torah Shel Baal Peh, we derive the Torah Shel Michsav, but whatever was instituted by Chachmei HaTorah as a new din derabbanan, the din derabbanan. So somewhere in that 1,700 years of window, Chazal were misaking Dovah Sheish Shel Matirin. Comes to Ran and says, if Dovah Sheish Matir would have been deraisa, which it's not, and nobody ever in the wildest dreams ever said it is, except for Tosfos, so believe that we never heard of that Tosfos, just believe you. Make believe you forgot that Tosfos if you ever heard of it. Okay? But since every Yaduim before of the Dovah Sheish Matirin is only a Din Derabbanan, the Ran has the following challenge for us. It says, here's my challenge, says the Ran. I want you to pose this question to two great Rabbanim. Is Chometz Dovah Sheish Matirin or Einu Matirin? Well, don't even phrase it like that. I want you to ask the following question. Is Chometz Batal or is Chometz not Batal? I want you just to ask that question. Is Chometz Batal or Batal? I want you to ask two Rabbanim. Who are the two Rabbanim I want you to ask? Says the Ran. No, we're not even going to talk to Yehuda about it. We you do them a first and only within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. I want two rabbis to ask. Pick your rabbis. Who? The trick question, obviously. Moshe Rabbeinu. His last name is Rabbeinu, right? We have Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's the other one? Yosef Kaira. Why not? Wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Those are the two Rabbanim I wanted to ask. Now you could be the Grof, you could be the Chometz Chaim, it could be anyone, but not Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll make Moshe Rabbeinu Yosef Kaira. Okay? Spanning from the Midbar of 1400 BCE to Tzvat 1520, whatever it is. Opening up this question, posing it to two great Rabbanim. I want to know the following, Shaila. I want to know, is Chometz Batal or not? Meish Rabbeinu, Yumadeinu Rabbeinu. Helig of Yisrael, Yumadeinu Rabbeinu. A little bit of Chometz fell into my pot. What do I do? So I posed the question to Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you think Moshe Rabbeinu responds? A little chometz fell into my pot of potatoes. What do you think Moshe Rabbeinu says? Well, it's a tricky question, depending on what you think about what? Depending on what you think Tam Kikus Deraisa now. But assuming that everybody knows Tam Kikus Deraisa, we'll even Rashi out of the equation. Assuming that it's a Nimnu Vigomru, that Tam Kikus Deraisa, you'd ask me to bring Moshe Rabbeinu to the pot. Imagine this woman comes, she comes crying to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, a little bit of chometz fell into my pot. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? If it would have been matzah that fell like a brach, it would have thrown up. It's not chometz, only chometz that fell. That's all done, all right? Just kidding. So a little bit of chometz fell into my pot. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? One thing alone. What do you think he does? What do you think Moshe Rabbeinu's response is to that child? You're sitting there in the midbar, a woman comes with a pot of potato soup with a little bit of chometz fell in. What do you think he does? So he does one of two things. Either he calls in Yisro, David's father, before he converted, so he could be the Kfeil HaRamah. That's one option. Or, if you can't find the guy in the midbar, it's kind of hard to find. You know, you don't want to ask for the Amalek and your friends. You know, Ammon and Moab, and they're not too friendly either. Edom, they could come to Cheret and Kosefa. So these are not guys you want to necessarily ask. So if you can't find the Shabbos guy in the whole midbar, so what do you have to do? Mashishim, okay, so it's on. Mashishim, what's the big deal? Moshe Rabbeinu meshes, he puts on Shem Sack, takes out his beaker, takes out his ear. His calculator, Shem! Both machines are finished. Would Moshe Rabbeinu pass it anything different? So somebody sitting there and saying, what? Moshe Rabbeinu, what's up? It's a dove, what? Moshe Rabbeinu, well, I never heard of that. It's a Svat Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a mission. Before the Mishnah, doesn't mean it. There's a register in their eyes. Everyone knows it. Whenever we give the Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu, we just we don't mean it in the slightest bit of chizik with Moshe. We're using it just a way, sabers oizim, to look at the world with dinim their eyes. You have to sometimes paskin the shayla their eyes first. Sometimes we're so used to paskining. Oh, what would the Mishnah Berurah say? First, you ask yourself, what would Moshe Rabbeinu say? What's the din their eyes? Then afterwards, you have to ask what the din their bottom is. So, in the world of Deraisa, kule amalei pligi, that what's the answer to that question? The chometz is batal. As long as it's not nesin tam, it's batal. Because the Rashi, it is nesin tam, it's batal, but it's not nesin tam, it's batal. Right. Move the shayla up. 2,700 years or so. We ask the Yosef Kairo the same question. Now, Yosef Kairo happens to be armed with a Mishnah of but he has the record because he was post Mishnayos. So he's got a deal with this Dinder Abadah that got mixed into the Cholent somewhere. So he's got this to reckon with also. So you turn around here, so you're Cairo, and you say to him, Medina Rabbeinu, is the Chometz Batal or not? So he's about to say Dovah Jesh Matirin, but then what does he say? What does he pull out of his pocket? He says, well, wait a second. Wait a second, it's Dovah Jesh Matirin. We have problems. What does he say? What does he say about it? Is it Dovah Jesh Matirin? What's the answer? What does Rav Yosef Kairo say? Is Dovah Jesh Matirin waiting for his psah? What does he say? Peshut Pana V'Yofen, it's not. You know why? Because he has another thing he's armed with. Not only is he armed with the Mishnayos, with the Sugyas in the Dar and Beis, the Dovah Jesh Matirin, what else does he have up his sleeve? What? He has the Knas Rabbanan of Sochem Daf Lamed. That Rabbi Shimon's masking, there's a Knas of Chometz Pesach also. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef Kairo does it like this. It should have been Dovah Jesh Matirin, and I have to reckon, but Shabbat didn't have to reckon that, but I have to reckon that. So it should have been Dovah Jesh Matirin, it should have been Eino Batel. But what's going to save me is what? Is the Knas to Rabbanon, and the Knas to Rabbanon is going to say Chometz Pesach Dovah Jesh Matirin. So Moshe Rabbeinu is listening on to this conversation. So when Rav Yosef Kairo saves the day and says that, no, the chometz is bottled anyway. You know why? Because of what? What's the saving the day? What's the makom patush that it has to according to Rav Yosef Kairo? What solves the problem according to the Halakha Mechaber? The gzeirah d'rabbanan, the knas d'rabbanan is ultimately what saves the day of this tarigus. Moshe Rabbeinu is listening to the conversation. What does Moshe Rabbeinu ask Rav Yosef Kairo? What does he ask him? You're going to save the day based on a Knas Rabbanan? What Knas? I never heard of that Knas Rabbanan. According to my standards, what they state in the Torah, we follow Rabbi Shimon, that what? Chometz Pesach is what? It's mutter. So Moshe Rabbeinu is screaming at the Mechaber and saying, what are you talking about? What are the Knas Rabbanan? So what is Rabbi Yosef Kairo's response back to Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, true. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, never heard of this Knas Rabbanan. That's true. But what else did you not hear of? You never heard of Dov Shesh Matir neither. And therefore, Bein Lefi Dvarecha, Bein Lefi Dvari, it's Mutter. Because according to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, who thinks that there's no Knas Rabbanan, but there's no Din Rabbanan of Dov Shesh Matir anyway. According to me, who thinks that the Din Rabbanan of Dov Shesh Matir, I have the Knas Rabbanan in my back pocket also. The Ran says this whole thing out. Pem Malay, he just left out all the drama which have been reassigned. What did the Ran describe? The Ran said, Mimonavshach, choose your standards of the Ran. Either paskin the shadow level of the Raisa, or paskin the shadow level of the Rabban. Either one is fine. If you want to paskin the level of the Raisa, and you want to assume the Knas doesn't exist, that's great, but then you have to be consistent. If you're a Raisa-like person, if the Knas doesn't exist, then what else doesn't exist? Davashesh Matir and Chumr doesn't exist. And if you're a Durabanandic person and you think that Davashesh Matir exists, well, Davashesh Matir exists, what else exists? The Knas Durabanan exists. And therefore, argues the Rabban against the Rabban, if you go with either the Raisa-like world or the Durabanandic world, in both worlds, the Chometz is going to be both. What is an incorrect merging of the two? What is the Rabban accusing the Rabban of doing? He took the derises that he wanted and the derabonim that he wanted. And he combined them together and made chometz into not being bought up as Dov Shesh Matir. He grabbed the derabonims of what? Of Dov Shesh Matir, combined them with the derises that chometz is Tachay Yesh Matir, and he said, in that mixed up world, the derises plus the derabonim together, all the chumras, Tachay chometz is Dov Shesh Matir. And the Rabban says, that's not existing. We can't do that. That's a violation of just basic ABCs. Either you're working in the world of Raisa or with the Rabbanim. You can't have the worst of both worlds. And therefore, Zok Duran, Chometz, Sh'obala, this is a Chometz, the Tarevis, what? Is ultimately what? It's ultimately a Dovah Sheh, Ein Lo Matirin. The Gemara says Chometz, a Pesach, Asim, Lashim. What will the Ran have to fall back on? Just plain and simple chum dechametz back like Toys of the Rosh, back like Wolde Chachmei Ashkenaz. Everyone chap this Ramban. Who read this Ramban? Who read the Muchamas? Who read the Ran? Out of the people who read the Muchamas and read the Ran, did everyone understand what was going on? There's a major machlokes going on here, a twofold machlokes. There are two issues going on between the Ramban and the Ran. Issue number one is, do we mix and match their Isis and their Rabbanan? And the Rabban said, yeah, you mix and match because the Knas can never be a Kula. There's no way this Knas can be an engine for a Kula. It's impossible, therefore we'll mix and match their Rabbanan and their Isis. And the Rabban says, Mapitom, if it's good their Isa and it's good their Rabbanan, then it's good. You don't have to take the worst of both worlds. That's a fascinating machlokes in approaching Pesach Halacha. The interplay, interface, interface is like a whole lecture topic. The interplay between Dinim der Isa and Dinim der Rabbanan. In the worlds of leniencies and strictures and halachic literature and sort of middle ages or something, that can make a whole course out of that. That's a machlekes the Ramban and the Ran. It's fascinating, machlekes. When you live Sachem, that's the fascinating part. When you learn Chulin, there's another fascinating point that's emanating from this machlekes. And what is that? What else emanated from this machlekes? What was the Ramban willing to cover both bases? What did the Ramban say? The Ramban didn't even need all this. The Ramban was convinced beyond a shavah that Chometz is Dov Shesh Matir. You know why? Because he thought at the end of the day, he said this Shtikl Torah L'Yesus Eis, the Ramban. But why did he honestly believe in his heart of hearts that Chometz is Dov Shesh Matir? Because how did the Ramban think the Kaveh Dov Shesh Matir? Even Ayadei what? Remember the Ramban said, it's Dov Shesh Matir for two reasons. Why? Because if you're looking at it through the eyes of Taroves of Chometz Mopesch is Mutter. And even if you want to play devil's advocate, because Ramban thought it's probably wrong, but even if you want to play that game with me and you want to follow the Ikar, I'm going to still show you why I'm right. And the Ran argued with both the Kudus. He said, the why I'm right is wrong because your Mamonoshach is not correct. And the first Nakuda that the Ramban said, Belishim Safi, the Ramban said, you really truly follow Hilchos Tarobas, and it's Mutadei Tarobas, that's good enough to be called Yeshua Matirin. The Ran thought that's not true. The Ran says you zero in, you focus on the Isser itself. You don't go Derech Tarobus. You look at the Chalor versus the Chaz. You don't look at potentially Tarobus. So Rabbi says, for the Dovah Sheish Matirin dimension of our sugya, this is the more important machlokes. This is the more relevant machlokes in here. What's emanating from this machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran is a fundamental shaila. How do you mishaila whether something is Yesh Matirin or Matirin? What criteria do you have? Which aspect do you look at? Do you focus and zero in on the Cheftza Shalisser itself? That's what the Ran said. Well, they say, no, it doesn't matter the Cheftza Shalisser. It can even qualify as Yesh Matirin if there's a Heter in any shape or form through the Hilchas Tarei B'Shivan. What's the Nechudas HaMachlokes? What are they fighting about? If I were to ask you in a vacuum, how do you look at Dovah Sheish Matirin? Do you focus on the Cheftza? Do you focus on the potential theoretical Heter somewhere down the line? Well, they say, what's the Nechudas HaMachlokes? It should be obvious. What's the Nechudas HaMachlokes that Ran did? There's a reason why the Ran is doing a lot of talking in this sugya. When you have such a Machlokes like this in Rishonim, some Rishonim is Zakta Zoy, other Rishonim is Zakta Zoy. It's not an arbitrary Machlokes. How would you know, how would you even figure out logically whether to be kaveya the details of the rules of Dovah Sheish Matirin based on the Ikra, based on the Taroides? What would that depend on, Rabbi Yisai? Depends on one thing alone. Obviously, what is that? How could you ever decide details about a halacha unless you know what? The ABC, you have to understand the engine of the halacha in the first place. You have to understand what's driving this halacha in the first place. What's the lumbus of the halacha in the first place? If you understand the lumbus, then you have a fighting chance to understand who's driving the nuances of detail. There's a very detailed machlokes. So what's the ABCs of the Shesh Matirin? You're doing a force of God. We spent the first 2 days on it. Why did Chazal come with this name? Remember, Shabbat never heard of it. The Mishnahis talk about it. The Brahis talk about it. Why did somebody, some days in Sidney Lishkas Agosis, 2,300 years ago, sat and decided, you know what? Let's make up Dovah Sheish Matirin. Why not? There's nothing better to do. Why did they make up such a din? What was wrong with the way the Torah was? No? Come on, come on, come on, guys. Why did they make such a din? No, come on, quickly. Nobody knows what. We've been learning this the entire week. Why did Chazal make a Gezeirah called Dovah Sheish Matirin? So, what did Rashi say? Rashi Beitza says what? Asha Dechlan B'yus Dechlan B'hefte. Why rely on a Shas of Chaktika Kulab, Sabitl, such a Shmacha? You know, come on, it's not Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Wait it out, and your table will be kosher on holidays. That's Rashi's version of Dovah Sheish Matirin. Wait it out. Find an Eitzah to wait it out. What does the Ran say? Ran Adar? What's it based on? You don't have to tell me the whole thing, just tell me one thing. Tell me one word. No, clash. What? Clash. Not do it. It's based on his whole theory of yesterday. We spent the whole day on the Ran Adar Naftan days. It's an extension of the Dindya Rais of Dhamma Par Dhamma Sawyer. It's part of his whole theory. Didn't we talk about this yesterday? Didn't we talk about this? There was no Shia yesterday. So according to the Ran, the engine that's driving Dovah Sheish Matirin is his whole shtickle razzle dazzle Torah about it not do it. No? Come on, everybody. Connect the dots. According to the Ran, the Dovah Sheish Matirin is a question of Hitnagdut. It's a very lomdisha question. Dovah Sheish Matirin belongs in the confines of the Beis Medrash. It means looking at every single chaticha and saying, are these chatichas too close for comfort? Are these two items that are now Ayidei Tarovas, are they one and the same? Are they different? Is there clash? There's no clash. We have to be dan on the Isurim Shabbat. And we have to look at the halachic characteristics of the Isurim Shabbat and say, is this sufficient clash or not? Midderaisa is always sufficient clash, but Midderabbanan, there's not enough clash because when you're lacking in the Issa Shabbat, that detracts from the ability of clashing. And that's the whole problem. According to the Ran, thank you very much. According to the Ran, is there any svara whatsoever to follow anything but what? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah. Is there any svara whatsoever to follow anything but what? I'm trying to be down in a very lumdish, esoteric question. The world of the Spanish, the world of lumdish of Torah, the deepest of the deep of lumdish, and I want to know, are these two things the same or are they different? How do you evaluate that? Do you evaluate that in the world of the Beis Medrash? Namely, I take a piece of X and a piece of Y and I ask myself, are they the same or not? Is that how you evaluate it? Or do I say, oh, by golly, gee, we had some bad luck and some stuff got mixed together. Oh, by golly, maybe it's a... What's the answer? You're trying to be keveya, whether it's the same or not. Where do you make the kviyas? Where do you decide this? In the chafetz. chavtza. It's a din chavtza. It's not a bit of what happened in Mrs. Cohen's kitchen that she happened to buy a steak, fix up some stuff together. I'm being done. What is the halachic relationship between chometz and potato soup? So I look at chometz in a vacuum, I look at potato soup in a vacuum. And I have to ask myself this hard, lundish question. Is chometz and potato soup the same? Is it different? Is it not? Is it yeah? Is chodosh and potato soup the same? Is it different? Yeah, nish. Beitish no the biyantif. Is it the same as another beitish? Not the same yet, but the nish. So the decision is made in the Bismedrish. How that's going to impact in the future, we'll figure it out as we go along, but the decision is made in pure lomdus. And that's what the Ran Lishitosoi was in Geiris, what the Ramah was talking about. The Ran couldn't even see past the idea that you should be done anywhere else except Lagabi Ikar Isser. And therefore, the Ran's greater, deep understanding of Dovah Shleish Mahirin, it was Poshut the Einav, that of course you dan Bosu the Ikar. So that's why when the Ramban said, well, maybe you can get down to our Rebbe, said, maybe the way is going to help you. No, it's the Ramban, not the Tom, I'm going to help you. The only way to be down is Basa the Ikar. So then the Ramban pulled the fast one. He said, well, even Basa the Ikar, maybe it's Yeshua had there, because of Ishtabal Torah with their eyes and their up. And the Rat the Ramban didn't buy into because he didn't like that. The Lord of Shachan story. He thought, you can't take the worst of both worlds and get the Chumra out of it. But the Ikar Machloik is in the Ramban and the Ran, that the Ran was not willing to look at Dovah Shleish Mahirin through any other eyes except vis-a-vis the Chefs itself, that's the secret of Ran's lungus in the Dar of Dafrin Beis. If that is the case, Rabbi said, what's the icing on the cake it is? If the Ran is the Shittosa, who else is the Shittosa? Who else is the Shittosa? Who else is the Shittosa? The Ramban is the Shittosa also. Why is the Ramban the Shittosa? How do you think the Ramban viewed Dovah Shleish Mahirin? Do you think you looked at it through the eyes of Rashi? Or do you think you looked at it through the eyes of the Ran? Bring me a Raya. Bring me a Raya. Bring me a Raya from yesterday's shir. Do you think the Ramban bought into this whole razzle-dazzle Shukot of the Ran? Not by a long shot. Bring me a Raya. The Ramban was the one who tried to sell us a story yesterday that the Rif holds that Dovah Shleish Mahirin applies. Bein v'mino, bein v'shein amino. And what was his raya? What was his raya from the Rif? From the Gemara in Gemara's in Beitza. And what did the Rif talk about? About the flesh of bread. And the Ramban said, Zevman for that Rif. And Zevman for the Gemara in Beitza. Zevman from Dov, that Dovah Shleish Mahirin applies even Shalad v'mino. And the Ramban said, Zevman garnish from garnish. Because the Ran's whole shtickle Torah of clash was able to create the chiluk between, remember this, super duper duper Dovah Shleish Mahirin, and there's only minuscule Dovah Shleish Mahirin. The whole theory of different degrees of Dovah Shleish Mahirin, a Dovah Shleish Mahirin tomorrow, a Dovah Shleish Mahirin achshav, that whole razzle, that the whole Ran yesterday, what did we spend so much time yesterday on this Ran? Because this sets the stage for our sugya. The whole development of that theory of the Ran was only because the Ran bought into his theory of Tachdut. It was all an extension of his theory. The Ramban didn't buy into anything in the Ran, and therefore the Ran never heard of this Tachdut. He never das the Shibul Torah of the Ran. That's why when the Rif says Dovah Shleish Mahirin applies to fleshy bread, that means the Rif holds Dovah Shleish Mahirin applies to B'Shin Amina. When the Gemara Beita is off, the Dovah Shleish Mahirin applies to Chumim, that means it applies to Shalom Amina. And there's no such thing as two levels of Dovah Shleish Mahirin. That whole concept is not on the Ramban's radar screen. It is not on the Ramban's radar screen for an obvious reason. Because the Ramban thought Dovah Shleish Mahirin is simple, plain, and simple what? Rashi. Remember I said that until the Ran came along, nobody else thought of Dovah Shleish Mahirin like the Ran. I mean, the Ran claimed everybody did, but L'maisi Mishayim, nobody did. So the Ramban, the Shittosai, who said that Dovah Shleish Mahirin is a pure mitzvah question. It's not a bismedrish topic. It's a pure simple mitzvah question. Namely, why do things shvach if you could do it better? So we say to the person on Pesach, you have a little bit of chometz that fell into your potatoes. Talk about the mishisha. What do we say to you? What do we say to the guy? Be from, we say to him. Don't what? Don't do what? Don't eat it now. Wait to what? If you be moving to the Pesach, of course, chometz on the Pesach doesn't apply to the Echtar. So we, according to the Ramban, we just say one thing to the guy. Be flummer. Don't be such a zilvuk to mezal the kolli sur. Don't rely on bittul. If you're stuck, if you have no choice, there's very nothing to do with all your food. But if you have a choice, take the choice after the choice. According to the Rabban, does it make the slightest difference whether the choice is the end or the acharonis? All that matters is there a choice? If there's a choice to do it behefta, actually, it's the plan behefta. So the Rabban is l'shitosai. And Rabban said, who else is l'shitosai? Who else do we know for a fact doesn't buy into who doesn't? Not the Shittosa. Who is not the Shittosa? The Ran is for sure the Shittosa. The Ramban is for sure the Shittosa. Who gets trickier this one? Who doesn't fit into this picture? Who would we most likely have expected to call Chometz a Dovah Sheish material? Who is not Mishnah? Who would we have expected clearly?
Rashi
would have been number one on the list. Because Rashi's Dovah Sheish Matirin should have lended itself to calling Chometz a Dovah Sheish Matirin. Right? And we know for a fact Rashi doesn't hold that way. How do we know that Rashi doesn't hold that way? How do we know for a fact Rashi doesn't hold that way? Because what did Rashi say based on the Gemara Masechet Tzavim? Amar Rav Hilchos Chometz Pesach Otzav Rashi. What did Rashi say on the spot? What do we see from here? Mikan, we pass like who? Clear sugya. This is the Raya Brewer, we pass like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda, that Nidamino is in a bottle. How did Rashi see that? Maybe it's Al-Zobah Sheish Lamatirid. According to what we're saying, the same way the Ramban calls Chomet Zobah Sheish Lamatirid, Rashi should have also called it a Zobah Sheish Lamatirid. Unless there's something else up our sleeve, unless there's some other reason why maybe Chometz doesn't qualify as Esrei Dabur Dabur that we don't know about yet. We did the Merkos, we should know about it yet, but we may not know about it yet. So if I say, what would Marviach at this point, today's Shia, what do we gain? Hopefully a lot. What do we gain, Rabbi Yisrael? We saw that this theory of the Rambam, the Dabur Chometz is the engine that's driving the Dabur Shiesh Lamatirin, really has to be analyzed properly. Is that really true? In the world of Rabbi Yehuda, in the world of Rabbi Shimon, in the world of post-Kenosis, is that really true? So we saw a major machlekes in Ramban and Iran. Twofold machlekes. Number one, in terms of this psak halachas, this very fascinating interplay between the Raisis and the Rabbanim's issue. And we also saw the more closer to home issue, is that you convey the details of those issues based on equal based on the Tarevis, which ultimately we believe is totally on the machlekes, Rashi and the Ram, we should put the Ramban and the Ram, Mamash the Shittos from yesterday. However, there's a whole other monkey wrench into the sugya. There's a whole other reason. We only start. Yeah, we asked the question. We thought of Shia by asking a question. Same question we ended with Shia yesterday. How come none of the other Rishonim bought it to Shesh Matim, except for Ram and the Ramban? How come nobody else said it? So we explained today one good reason why. The Ram doesn't buy into it, and he explained to you the Arichas why he doesn't. But we have another group of Rishonim who give an entirely different reason, a gamma different as to why they don't buy into Dovah Sheish Matir by Chometz. So hopefully Shem tomorrow we have to pick up on that point. So we still got a long way to go, Rabbi Yisrael. We still have a lot more to figure out why the other Rishonim disagreed with the Rabbim and the Ramban. We have to then eventually pose the question, if short of Rabbi Natan and Shilchus, everybody really does accept that Chometz depends on us and Mashu, whether you call it Dovah Sheish Matir, whether you call it Chometz Chometz, whether you call it a combination of the two, does it really make any difference what the reason is? So the answer to that question is really absolutely. It makes all the difference in the world. And we still got a lot work to do on this sugya. So I don't know whether we're over the sugya, about halfway the sugya, somewhere around where we're still very, very much entrenched in the sugya. We'll just jump tomorrow, we'll try to get this. Okay.